I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the EPA adds the Upper Columbia River to its Superfund cleanup list, and a New York tribe repatriates the remains of 21 ancestors from a university. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has officially added the Upper Columbia River to its Superfund priority cleanup list, Steve Jackson reports. An Arizona Democrat is calling on the White House to free Native activist Leonard Peltier, who's serving two life sentences for an incident that took place nearly 50 years ago on the Pine Ridge Reservation that led to a shootout between American Indian Movement members and two FBI agents. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has more. The Oneida Nation in New York and Colgate University met Monday for the repatriation of remains of 21 Oneida ancestors, which were removed from sites on tribal ancestral lands between the 1950s and 80s. They were held by the university's Anthropology Museum. In 2022, more than 1,500 cultural items were transferred from the museum to the tribe, and the university formally apologized. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.